So now, Be'ez Hashem learned Daf Mem Aleph of Masechtas Becheres. Some of the topics we're learning about include Ve'elu she'in sheichtin alein lo'i b'mikdash v'lo'i b'medina. The Mishnah lists blemishes that are considered only partial mumen. They disqualify the Becher from being brought as a carbon, but do not permit it to be shechted and eaten outside the Beis HaMikdash. The various types of gerev, v'chazazes, boils, some are considered complete mumen, while others are considered partial mumen. Zakin v'cheila umezum, a carbon that is old, sick, or foul-smelling is possible. A carbon that was involved in an avera with a person or killed a person, but only one witness or the owner testified, but not two edim, the carbon is possible. Tumtum, bachar whose samanim are concealed and his gender is therefore unknown, therefore it is a safik bachar, it cannot be brought as a carbon because maybe it's in a keva, which is not a bachar, but it's not permitted to be shechted and eaten outside the Beis HaMikdash because maybe it's a zachar, which is a bachar. The three machleik is regarding androgynous. A bechayy that has the simanim of both genders. The Tanakhama holds ein sheicht in the love, loy b'mikdash v'loy b'medina. It has the status of a suffik bechayr without a mum. Pshmol holds sheicht in the love b'medina, v'asr b'gizav avoyda. It has the status of a bechayr with a mum. The Chacham holds sheicht in the love b'medina, umutr b'gizav avoyda. Because it does not have the status of bechayr at all.